Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avram Kron. Maseches Zevachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Today's shiur is on Zevachim Daf Ches. The Gemara starts in the sugya of Chatos Menolon. How do we know that by a Karban Chatos you need a Hakrava Lishma, both LeMitzvah and also LeIkuva, that if you shechted Shaloi Lishma, it's pasul? And the Gemara brings psukim both lagabe the mitzvah lechatchila and lagabe the psul, both by shinui kodesh and by shinui bailim, in all four of the avoidis. And the Gemara at the end of the sugya on the bottom of Ches Amud Aleph says that the way we know that there's a mitzvah lechatchila to shecht the carbon lishma is because of the hekesh of Zois HaTorah, that the pasuk in Parshas Tzav says Zois HaTorah la'oila la'mincha v'la'chatos v'la'osham v'la'miluim u'la'zevach ha'shlamim. Therefore, everything is compared to shlamim. Just like by shlamim, you need a hakrava lishma, le'mitzvah, to be in order to be yotzei your chayva, you have to have a hakrava lishma. If not, it's lo'olu le'bayil m'shem chayva. So the same thing we know l'gabi chatos, because it's hukash to shlamim. What about the other psukim that are brought in the beginning of the Amud that teach us by Shinui Kodesh and by Shinui Bailim that there's a din of Lishma by Chatos? That is teaching us Li'ikuva. The din of Shinui Kodesh, the fact that it's pasul, is learned out from a pasuk in Pashas Vayikra, V'shachar Oysal L'chatos, and other psukim Lagabi, the other Avoidus. So that teaches us that it's Ma'akev, and if you shech the Karban Chatos Shaloi Lishma, then it's pasul Mamish. And by Shinui Bailim, the Gemara brings the pasuk also in Vayikra, V'chiper Olav HaKoyen Mechatosai, that we darshan Olav V'loy Al Chaveroi. Memela, we have psukim of Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim, not just lagabe the fact that it's lo'olo bal m'shem chayva, but even lagabe the psul mamish, and that's the din of the Karban Chatos, according to the maskana of this Gemara. This Gemara has to do with the famous Shitas HaRambam that we mentioned in the previous shir on Dav Zayin, b'negeh to shechting a Karban Chatos al mi she'enem mechuyev kapara kemoisoi. Let's just chazer the din of the Rambam and the kashas that the Achrayim ask on the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Psulei HaMuktoshim, Perek Tezvav, Halacha Ches, paskins that if someone shechts a Karban Chatos b'machsheves Shinui Bailim, a Chatos of Ruvein l'shem Shimon, and Shimon is someone who was not mechuy of a Karban Chatos, so then the Halacha is that it's kosher. Because as the Gemara says, if he's not chaveroi dum yedidei b'mechuyev kapara kemoisoi, it doesn't have the psul of chatos. However, the Rambam is mechadish, harezu ksheira v'loy also lebailim. Even though it is kosher as it's mavur in the Gemara, it's still loy also lebailim l'shem chayva. The Rambam says, shenemar v'chiper alav, alav v'loy al chaveroi, shehu mechuyev kapara kemoisoi. So the Rambam holds that that whole drasha to be machshir the chatos just means that it's kosher as opposed to pasul. But it's still even though he was ein a mechuyev kapara kemoisai, and the Sfas Emes on Dav Zayin and the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Kuf Lamed Ches are matmiya on the Rambam. Where does the Rambam get that from? If the Gemara says that a Karban Chatos is kosher if it's shechted b'machshev shinui bailim al mi she'ein a mechuyev kapara kemoisai, how does the Rambam know that that's only a hechsher legabi the psul, but it's still loy alu lebailim l'shem chayva? Where does the Rambam get it from? The pashtus is that it should be oy l'nami lebailim l'shem chayva. That's kasher number one. The second problem with the Rambam is that the Rambam over there in Psulei HaMukdashim, Perek Tezvav, Halacha Yudalid, says Lagabe Oila, that if someone shechts an Oila, b'machshev es shinui b'aylim, Oilas Ruvein l'shem Oila l'shem Shimon, and Shimon is someone who is not mechuy of a carbon klal, it still has the same din as a machshev es shaloi l'shma, and it's loy also l'b'aylim l'shem chayva. Because he had a machshev es shinui b'aylim, Ayla Maisa, that Shimon is someone who is not mechuyev in Oila. Zok the Rambam, e efshe shelo yiachayev kapara la shemayim. It's impossible that he wouldn't be mechuyev a carbon Oila. Shein lecha adam yisrael shelo yavra me Oila mal mitzvah sase. So the Rambam says, because of that svara of ein lecha adam yisrael, that's why it's lo yalu lebayim l'shem chayva, when someone shechts in Oila's Ruvain l'shem Shimon, al menashe yiskaper by Shimon, if Shimon is someone who we don't think that he is someone who is mechuyev kapara, but we know that he is because ein lecha adam yisrael. So the Sfas Emes again on Dav Zayin asks, and this kasha is already asked by the Taras HaKodesh, the Keren Oira, the Likute Halachas, all the Achroinim on Dav Zayin are matmiya on this Rambam. It's mashma from the Rambam that if not for the svara of Ein Lecha Adam Yisrael, then it would even be Oila Lebayil M'Shem Chayva. Because that's the din by Oila, that even a Machshev Shaloi L'Shma just makes it that it's like Oila Lebayil M'Shem Chayva, but the carbon itself is kosher. So the Rambam says that the reason why it's like all about Mashem Chayva is because Ein Lecha Adam Yisrael. If not for that Svara, if it would be someone who's not Mechuyev Kapara Kamoisei, then it would even be Oyla Nami L'Shem Chayva. That's a stira to the previous Rambam, Lagabe Chatos. Because the Rambam says that the whole din that you need Mechuyev Kapara Kamoisei is only Lagabe the Hechsher and the Psol. But avada it's loy also labayil m'shem chayva if you shecht b'machsheva shinu b'ayilim even for someone who's not mechuyev kapara kamoisoi. So if that's the case by oila, why does the Rambam say that it's loy alu labayil m'shem chayva because of the svara of ein lecha adam Yisrael? L'chayra, even if the person was not mechuyev kapara kamoisoi, it should still be ein oila bayil m'shem chayva. However, based on our Gemara, with the drashas of the psukim in our Gemara, it seems like we have a makar and a yishuv to the shitas Rambam. And the etzem mahalach is in the tzlach, in psachim daf ayin aleph amid beis, and the Karen Oira over here makes mention of such a mahalach, but it's explained based on the drashas that we have here on daf ches. And that is because, as we just said, the din by chatos, that it's possible, is really learnt out from two different sources. The first step, that it's loy alu l'bailam shem chayva, is because it's hukash tishlamim, the hekish of zois ha-toirah, that it mentions lo'oila la'mincha v'la'chatos, it mentions chatos, and then at the end of the pasuk it says ulezevach ha-shlamim. This that we learn out from v'chiper olav ha-koyein mei-chatosoi, that a machsheva shinui bailim pasels. That is lagabi the psul mamish. The Gemara in the beginning of the sugya thought that that was the pasuk that told us stam that if you shecht it for shinui bailim, for the machsheva shinui bailim, that it's not going to work. It's not going to be oila l'shem chayva. But at the end of the sugya, the Gemara says no. The fact that it's like oila l'shem chayva, that you need lemitzvah l'chayvascha, you need a machsheva l'shma, and not a machsheva shinui bailim, that's learned out from Shlamim, and the specific pasuk by Chatos that says v'chiper olav akoyin mechatosai is teaching us the psul of Chatos, that the carbon is pasul mamish. So if that's the case, when Rava says on Dav Zayin, a chatos sheshachta al misha mechuyev oila is ksheira, in other words, if a chatos that shechted amanasha yiskaper by someone else who is not mechuyev kapara kamoisoi, it's kosher. And how does he know it from my time? V'chiper alav, alav v'loy al chaveroi, chaveroi dum yedidei, b'mechuyev kapara kamoisoi. So that drasha of a chiper alav is going specifically lagabi the psul. Memela, if it's not chaveroi dum yedidei, it's not mechuyev kapara kamoisoi. So what should come out then is that it's not pasul. But avada, it's still loy alu l'bailam l'shem chayva. Because the fact that a carbon that's shechted b'shinui b'aylim is like all l'baylim shem chayva is not learnt out from this specific pasuk of v'chiper alav. That's learnt out from the general hekish of zois ha-toirah. So memela, there is no requirement that it has to be mechuyev kapara kamoisai. Memela, that's the mucker for the shitas Rambam. That when a person shechts a chatos l'shem misha ena mechuyev kapara kamoisai, the Gemara is right to say that it's kosher. But zok the Rambam, but it's avada loy olu l'bailam shem chayva, because it's not any different than shlamim. By shlamim, it's loy olu l'bailam shem chayva b'machshev eshinu b'aylam, and there is no din of mechuyev kapara kamoisai. There is no such drasha, there's no such requirement. Memela, lagabi, the fact that it's loy olu l'bailam shem chayva by a carbon chatos, that's true even by someone who's ena mechuyev kapara kamoisai. This that the Gemara says that it's kosher if it's ena mechuyev kapara kamoisai, that just means that it's kosher v'loy olu l'bailam m'shem chayva. And if you look carefully over there in the Rambam in Hilchas Psulei HaMuktashim, Perek Tezvav, it sounds very much like this. Because in Halacha Aleph, he shtels avekti yasoid, that if you shecht a carbon chatos or a carbon pesach, shaloy l'shma, it's pasul mamish. And in Halacha Gimel, he says, why is chatos and pesach different than the other karbonas? And he says, because of the psukim that it says v'shachar oisal l'chatos, that you can't have a machsheva shinui kodesh v'chiper alav shetia l'shem ba'aleha. So he's bringing the pasuk of v'chiper alav to teach us why chatos is different than the other karbonos, meaning why it's pasul mamish. And the makar is from our Gemara and Daf Ches, that v'chiper alav is not the source l'fiya maskana that you need it l'mitzvah, it's the source of the psul. And in Mela in Halacha Ches, where the Rambam says this chiddush, that if you shechted l'shem misha ena mechuyev chatos, then it's ksheira, zok the Rambam, v'loy also l'bayil m'shem chayva. Shenemar v'chiper alav, alav v'loy al-chaveiro shehu mechuyev chatos kamoisai. The reason why it's kosher is because it doesn't fit into the drasha v'chiper alav, because he's not mechuyev chatos kamoisai. But the whole drasha v'chiper alav is only l'gabi the psul. L'gabi the fact that it's loy olu l'shem chayva, that's learned out from the hekesh of shlamim. Memela, even if it's ena mechuyev kapara kamoisai, it is still loy also l'bayil m'shem chayva. And if that's the case, then we have an answer to the second kasha on the Rambam as well. And that is because the Rambam is goyris on Daf Zayin, as we mentioned in the previous year, that by Oila as well, there's a drasha that the machsheve shinui bailim that is makalkel and Oila is only if it's chaveroi dumidide, if he's considered a mechui of Oila kamoisai. And Toisus on Daf Zayin, Dibur HaMaschel Almi, says that the mocker to this is from a pasuk in Parshas Oila. In the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, it says, V'nirtza loy l'chaper alav. So it's not the same pasuk that we mentioned before, v'chiper alav ha-koyen mechatosai. That's in the parasha of Chatos. But there's another similar drasha, not v'chiper alav, but l'chaper alav. V'nirtza loy l'chaper alav, that it says by oila. So there's a specific drasha over there, that only if it's chaveroi dumididei, alav v'loy ha-chaveroi, chaveroi dumididei. Memela, the Rambam understands that the drasha by oila is going legabe the oila lebailim l'shem choiva, because machsheves shaloi l'shma doesn't pass by an oila bechlal. We don't have such a din by an oila, only by a chatas and pesach. By oila, the whole din, even if it's shaloi l'shma, is loy also lebailim l'shem choiva. So if the Gemara tells us that it has to be someone that is mechuyev kemoisai, it's mevur that if the person is not mechuyev kemoisai, then it'll be oila nami l'shem choiva. It'll be kosher mamish, oila lebailim l'shem choiva. Even though an oila is also hukash tishlamim, so l'chayr, the second pasuk, should teach us that it's pasul, but we see from the Gemara not like that. We see that the drasha of v'nirtza loy l'chaper alav doesn't teach us that it's pasul. An oila that shechted shaloy l'shma is kosher, v'loyalu l'bailam l'shem chayva. So obviously the Gemara feels that it's just a gilui, that the din of shinui bailam by oila is only to someone who is mechuyev kapara kamaisai, dum yadidei. And if that's the case, the Rambam says that the drasha by oila is saying that if he's not mechuyev kapara kamaisai, then it is oila nami l'bailam l'shem chayva. So b'kitzer, the Rambam holds that there's a difference between chatas and oila. By chatas, when we have a drasha that the carbon is kosher, if it's eina mechuyev kapara kamaisai, if you shech the carbon of Ruvain l'shem Shimon, and Shimon is not mechuyev kapara kamaisai, since that drasha is from b'chiper alav, that addresses only the psul. Memela, it's kosher. But avad, it's loy also lebailim l'shem chayva, similar to shlamim. Mashenkin by oila, where anyway the machsheva shaloy l'shma only makes it loy alu lebailim l'shem chayva. It doesn't make it possible. So if there's a drasha of l'chaper alav, that it has to be chaveroi dumididei, that shows me that if it's not dumididei, then it would be kosher mamish. That's why the Rambam, when he says it's loy also lebailim l'shem chayva, he says because of the svara of ein l'cha adam Yisrael. But without that svara, ein l'chanami, it would be kosher umaratzen. Because the whole drasha by oila that you need chaveroi dumididei is legabi the oila lebailim l'shem chayva. The tzlachim psachim daf ayin aleph that we mentioned, and the keren oira over here which mentions the mahalach, they say the etzem vart that the Rambam must hold that there's a difference between chatas and oila. Legabi chatas, the miut that says that it's not pasul if it's einem mechuyev kapara kemaisai, is only going legabi the psul. But avada l'inyin, that it shouldn't be oila lebailim l'shem chayva, that the Torah didn't exclude, and that's eina oila l'shem chayva, even by someone who's eina mechuyev kapara kemaisai. However, legabe oila, where the worst the machsheva shaloy l'shma could do is that it's eina oila lebailim l'shem chayva, so then that drasha of v'nirtza loy l'chaper alav is understood legabi the din of oila l'shem chayva. Memela, if he would be einoi mechuyev kamoisai, then if he wouldn't be chaveri dumididei, then it would even be oila nami l'shem chayva. That's why the Rambam needs the svara of ein l'cha adam Yisrael. But what the tzlach and the karen oil leave out is, where is the makar of the Rambam to say that the drasha by the carbon chatos is only legabi the psul and the hechsher, but legabi the din of eina oila lebailim l'shem chayva, that would be true even when it's eina mechuyev kapara kamaisai. But after we learn today's Gemara, we see that l'chayra, the makar barer for the Rambam, is from our Gemara, because the whole drasha of mechuyev kapara kamaisai by chatos comes from the pasuk of v'chiper alav. In our sugi, it says that v'chiper alav is what teaches us the psul, but what teaches us she'eina oila lebailim l'shem chayva is not that pasuk b'chlal. It's the pasuk of zois hatoyer legabi shlamim. So the Rambam understood that any carbon chatos that shechted shaloy l'shma is not any better than shlamim, and it's loy olu l'bailam l'shem chayva. That added requirement that you need chaveroi dumi didei b'mechuyev kapara kemaisai, that is only legabi the psul mamish. Memela, if you shechted carbon chatos l'shem mi she'ena mechuyev kapara kemaisai, the halacha is that it's kosher ela shaloy olu l'bailam l'shem chayva. In the Shakla V'Tarya, of the Gemara, Lagabi the Psukim by Karban Chatos, the Gemara says that you need Psukim to teach us the din of Lishma, both by Chatos Chelev and by Chatos Nazir. By Chatos Chelev, the standard Chatos, you can't learn it out from the Psukim of Chatos Nazir, because Chatos Nazir is more Chamur Shekein Yesh Ima Damim Acherim. It comes together with an Oila and a Shlamim. So that's a greater Koyach, a greater Chumrah of that Chatos. So just because that one has to be Lishma, you can't learn out to Chatos Chelev. And Hu Adin vice versa, you can't learn out from Chatos Chelev to Chatos Nazir, because Chatos Chelev comes on something that's Zedoinai Kares. Derech Agav, why is the standard Chatos called a Chatos Chelev? So Rashi over here says, Stam Chatos Kari Chatos Chelev Mishum Deshchichot Fei, because that's an Aveira that's very prevalent, that happens very often. The Rosh in Adarim Davdal Ramad Aleph explains this a little more and says, Ki Roiv Shigigas Kares Shanich Shalba Adam Hi Al Yedei Chelev Hamatsui Babayis. Most times when a person does a Shigigas Kares that he's Chayav a Karban Chatas for, that's because of Chelev, that's Matsui Babayis. And that's because in those days, they would buy animals and shecht it in their homes. And therefore, after you shechted it, so some people left the Chelev, the Aser part of the meat, in, around the house, not only the parts that they were allowed to eat. And then someone by mistake didn't realize that it's Chelev and ate it. And therefore, it was Chayav a Karban Chatas. So therefore, since in those days it was a davar hamatsui, so that's what Rashi means over here, the shchicha tfei, that's why it's called chatos chelev. But it really means a standard chatos on any aveira shezdoinai karis, so shegigasai is chatos. However, Rashi in Soita, daf tezvav amir aleph, and again in Krisus, daf chav beiz amir beiz, Rashi says, a different pshat and why it's called Chatos Chelev, and that's because the parsha of Chatos Yachid in Parshas Vayikra comes right after the pasuk Kol Chelev v'Kol Dam Lo Yisai Chelu. The pasuk in Parshas Vayikra, Perek Gimel, pasuk Yud Zayin, tells us Kol Chelev v'Kol Dam Lo Yisai Chelu, and right after that is the parsha of Chatos. So when we talk about the Chatos Yachid, we say Chatos Chelev unto that pasuk. The truth is, you could bring a smuchim to that pshat of Rashi and Soita and Rashi increases, and that's because throughout Shas, whenever the Gemara needs a second example of a name of a Chatos, the Gemara calls it Chatos Dam. We have it coming up soon on Daf Tes Amid Beis. Chatos Chelev Sheshachta L'Shem Chatos Dam. So why is the second Chatos called a Chatos Dam? If it's based on the Pasuk of Kol Chelev V'Kol Dam Lo'isai Chelu, then it's very understandable. The first one is a Chatos Chelev, the second one is Chatos Dam. But if the reason is like Rashi says here, because Chelev was a Dover Hamotzli, it was something that's very Shchiach to be over on, so that's nice by Chatos Chelev. But Dam was not a very common Avera. Who would eat Dam? B'Shoigeg. The Mishnah says at the end of Makkos on Daf Chav Gimel Amibayz, Nafshei Shel Adam Kotza B'dam, a person doesn't like dam, people don't usually eat or drink dam, therefore that would not be such a common Avera. So why would that be called, why would the second example be a Chatas Dam? L'chayra, what you have to say according to Rashi by us and the Rosh and the Darim, is that Eina Chanami Chatas Chelev is called as such because of the fact that it's Shchiach. But once we need a second dogma, so that Gemara brings always the example of Chatas Dam, or to that pasuk of Kol Chelev v'Kol Dam Lo'isai Chelu. According to Rashi and Krisus and in Soita, Chatas Chelev is also called that way because of that pasuk, and Chatas Dam is the obvious second dogma. But according to Rashi by us and the Rosh and Adarim, Chatas Chelev has its own reason, because it's very Shchiach. But the expression Chatas Dam, Taka, comes from that pasuk of Kol Chelev v'Kol Dam Lo'isai Chelu. But Al Kol Panim, the Gemara says that you can't learn out Chatas Chelev from Nazir and Chatas Nazir from Chatas Chelev. Hu adin Chatas Mitzayra. You can't learn out from Chatas Mitzayra to Stam Chatas, because Mitzayra is also Shekein Yish Ima Damim Acherim. A Mitzayra brings together with the Chatas in Oila and in Asham. And Chatas Chelev can't be the source for Chatas Mitzayra, because also Shekein Karis. Then the Gemara says maybe you could learn out one from two. And the Gemara says you can't learn out Chatas Nazir from Chatas Chelev u'Mitzayra, Shekein Ein Lahem She'ela. Because those Chatois, a regular Chatas Chelev and Chatas Mitzayra, there is no such thing as being shoyl to a Chacham and becoming potter from the Chatas. Masha'enkein, a Chatas Nazir, a Nazir could be shoyl a Chacham and his Nazirus, and therefore it's considered a Karban Chatas that's more kal, so we don't know klar that it would be a problem if you shechted shaloy lishma. And the Svara of the Gemara is an interesting Svara. Shekein ain lahem Sheila, as opposed to Chatas Nazir, that's Yesh la Sheila. L'chayr Gemara, why is that a kula in chatos nazir? A person who is a nazir cannot be shoyl on that chi of chatos. Avad, if a person is a nazir, he has to bring that carbon chatos, and he can't be shoyl on a chacham to be potter from that chatos. The only thing that we find is that he could be shoyl on his ikr nazirus, and say lemafreya that he was never a nazir. Then, of course, he won't have to bring a chatos, because he's not a nazir. But why does that make it a kula in the chatos? If he remains a nazir who was chayiv chatos, he can't undo that. He can't undo that chiyuv. So why is that called a kula in the chiyuv chatos? The truth is that there's a chakira of Rabbi Chanan in the Kovetz Shiurim in Beitza Daf Chaf Amir Aleph. It's in Simen Nun Beis in the Kovetz Shiurim. And he declares there whether the chi of Karbanis of a Nazir is something that's nichlal in his original Kabbalah, in his original Neder HaNazirus. We know that there's a shita of the Ma'arit in a tshuva that when a person is Makabal Nazirus, so he's not mekabel on himself the isurei nazir. He's just mekabel on himself the toyar nazir, the kedushas nazirus, and then the Torah gives him the isurim. But most other rishonim and achrayim learn that when a person is mekabel nazirus, he is mekabel on himself the isurim of the parshas nazirus. That is the neder of nazirus. So Rabbi Chanan declares, is that neder only to be purished from yayin and tiglachas and tuma, and then the Torah gives a person bimlois yemei nazirus a chi of karbanos to bring a chatos oila and shlamim, or is the etzem karbanos the chi of karbanos is that part of the etzem neder of the nazirus that he's makabel on himself the isurim of the parshas nazir and the chiyuve karban that are written in the parshas nazir? The Divrei Yecheskel in Simen Yud Gimel and the Chazinish in Evan HaEzer, Simen Kuf Lamed Ches Ois Vav, say that the Chi of Karbonos is included in the Neder HaNazirus. And they learn it from a Taisvis in Nazir, Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, Ayin Sham, but Al Kopanim, according to the Divrei Yecheskel and the Chazinish, that part of the Iker Kabbalas HaNazirus is that he's Makabal on himself to bring the Karbonos when the Nazirus is over. Then our Gemara is much more easily understood because the Kabbalah of Nazirus includes that he's going to bring the Karbanos. Now he could be shayel on that chiyuv. The chiyuv chatos, the chiyuv of the Karbanos of the Nazir, is part of his original neder. Now he could be shayel on that neder ha-Nazirus that was mechayev him chatos. Memela, that chatos is considered a carbon that's kal because it's isa b'she'ela. However, the hachra of the Divrei Yecheskel and the Chazainish is not pashut. But pashtus, there are rayas that the karbonos is not part of the actual neder hanazirus. And in my sefer, Nezer Avram, Amasechta Nazir, Daf Tes Amud Aleph, I was very mayrich to bring rayas to the other tzad that the karbonos is not a chelik of the neder hanazirus. Ledugma, one example, one rayas from Masechta Zvachim. Later on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara brings a machloikis, Rabbanan and Reb Meir, are the karbonos nazira considered, karbonos of a nazir, considered nider v'nidev, karbanos that are brought voluntarily, or karbanos chayva, and the Rabbanan hold that they're called karbanos chayva. Rashi later on Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis explains to who lo yisnadev elu hakarbanos, because he didn't volunteer to bring these karbanos. Ela asar atzmai b'yayin v'tiglachas. What he did when he was makabel nazirus was to asar himself on yayin and tiglachas. Umei elav nischayev b'karbanos, and automatically the Torah then was mechayev him b'karbanos. It's mevur in Rashi's explanation of the shitas Rabbanon. First of all, that kabbalas nazirus is that he is asaring himself on yayin v'tiglachas. The mashmos is not like the ma'arit, that he's not makabel on himself isurim. He is makabel on himself to isur yayim v'tiglachas. But also it's mashma and rashi that the kabbalah did not include the karbanos. May elav nischayev b'karbanos. That's why it's called karbanos chayva. It's possible to think that maybe Reb Meir argues on that nekuda gufa, and Reb Meir holds it's called nider v'nidev because the karbanos are part of the neder hanazirus. However, the Meiri in Nazir Daf Hei Amid Aleph clarifies that even Reb Meir holds that the Kabbalah did not include the karbanos themselves. However, Reb Meir holds that that's still called nider v'nidev because it came, the chayva came through a nazirus which he was misnadev. She karbanos nazirus Kuruyo is neither v'nidev, says the Meiri. Afal pisha haneder enoy ela al hayayin v'chaveirov. The neder is really only on yayin and the other isurim. V'chiyav hakarbonos me'elov uba, but still it's called neither v'nidev because it came through the Kabbalah's Hanazirus. Al Kopan, if we'll nem on like that sad, that the Karbonis is not part of the Iker Neder Hanazirus, so it's hard to understand our Gemara, Hadra Kushya Laduchta. Why does our Gemara say that the Chatos Nazir is more Kal than other Karbonis? Because it's Yeshne B'She'elo. The Karbon Chatos is less a B'She'elo. Only the Nazirus is Isa B'She'elo. But if you look carefully in Rashi, Rashi over here says, Nazir nisha l'chacham v'oiker nizirusoy u'pater min ha-karbon. Rashi seems to learn that the kula of the chatos nazir is not because you could be shoyl directly on the chi of chatos. Avada, the chatos is not part of the neder on nazirus, but you could be shoyl l'chacham and oiker the nazirus, and then memela become pater from the karbon. And that is still considered a kula in the karbon. And it seems that the pshat is because by the other karbonis chatos, a chatos chelev and a chatos mitzvah, from the moment it is chal on the person a chiyuv to bring that chatos, from the moment that he did the avero or that he was the metzayra that is mechuyev of the chatos, there is no way to become potter from bringing that carbon. Whereas a nazir, from the moment he becomes a nazir, the Torah gives him a chiyuv that bimlois yemei nizirusa he's going to have to bring those karbonis. And it's possible to pater yourself from that by doing a she'ela. Ein echanami, the she'ela is not directly on the chi of chatos, because that chi of chatos was not a direct result of your neder. That's just me'ela of nischayev b'karbanos. But lemaisa, after the Nazirus was chal on him, which made Isurim on him right away, and also was chal on him a din that b'mlois yemei nizirusai, he's going to be chayev the karbanos of the Nazirus, it's possible to pater yourself through being shoyel on the Nazirus. Memela, even if we assume that the Karbonis is not part of the Neder on Nazirus, still it would make sense that this Gemara says that the Karbon of Nazir, the Chatos Nazir, is Kal, because it's Yeshnei B'She'elo. And if you look in the Hagois Marsham in the back of the Gemaras, he brings from the Tshuva Shoyel Umeshiv, which is Rabbi Yosef Shaul Natanzon, in the Shoyel Umeshiv Madura Tlisa, Chela Gimel Simen Kuf Lamed Gimel, in the name of his father, he says, Klar, this pshat in the Rashi, that he's medayik in Rashi, that Rashi learns, not kipshutoi like the Gemara says, that the chatos nazir is yeshnei b'shela directly, but he's medayik from the arichas lashon Rashi, that Rashi doesn't want to say that pshat, Rashi wants to say that he's shoyel on the nazirus, and then memela, he'll be pater on the chatos. And even so, that's called a kula in the chatos. Rabbi Yosef Shaul Natanzon, in the name of his father, has a different reason why Rashi doesn't want to say that he's shoyel directly on the chatos. But according to what we're saying, the reason could be because the Kchi of Chatos is not part of the Etzem Toichen of the Neder Anazirus. The Neder Anazirus is on the Yayin V'chaverov, is on the Yayin V'teglachas and Tumah. The Karbonis is a Kchi of that the Torah puts on you afterwards. So therefore you can't be Shoyl directly on that Kchi of HaTorah. But since after the Chalois Din that you're a Nazir, which includes that B'mlois Yemei Nazirusa, you're going to have to bring those Karbonis, one can exempt himself from that Kchi of. He could pater himself from that Kchi of through the She'elas Chacham, through being Oiker the Nazirus L'mafreya. That is enough to render the Chatos Nazir a Chatos that's more Kal, and therefore the Gemara says that even if it would say the din that it has to be Lishma by a Chatos Chelev and Chatos Mitzayra, you couldn't learn that requirement to a Chatos Nazir, because a Chatos Nazir is more Kal because it's Yeshnei B'She'ela. The Gemara on Amid Beis brings the Braisa about the Karbon Pesach, that it says Pesach Bizmanoi Lishmoi Kosher. Of course, if you shech the carbon Pesach bizmanoi, l'shem Pesach, it's kosher. Shaloi l'shmoi, it's pasul. Like the Mishnah said on Daf Beis, that by a carbon Pesach, it's pasul mamish. Like the Gemara on Daf Zayin Amid Beis brought the drashas. However, b'shar yemois hashana, l'shmoi pasul. If you shechted l'shem Pesach, then it's pasul. Shaloi l'shmoi, kosher. A carbon Pesach that shechted shaloi l'shmoi, b'shar yemois hashana, is kosher. What's the pshat? So the Gemara says, because a carbon Pesach, shaloi bizmanoi, is kosher as a shlamim. If you shechted shaloi l'shem Pesach, then it could be a kosher a shlamim. What's the pshat then that b'shar yemois hashana, l'shmoi, it's pasul? Why is it pasul? So Rashi says, because the Zman of the Karbon Pesach is Yud Dalid Nisan after Chatzos, and if it's Shaloi Bizmano, if it's not at that time, so it's gotta be Pasul. Because Kama Pa'amim Shina HaKosov B'Kviyo Zmanoi B'Yud Dalid Bein Harabayim. The Torah was Shina HaKosov La'akiv, that it has to be Yud Dalid Nisan Bein Harabayim. And if it's at any other time, then it's not kosher. So that's why the Braisa says, B'Shar Yemois Hashanah, Lishmoi, if you do it l'shem Pesach, pasul, it's a pasul of carbon Pesach. But the question is, that just explains why it's not kosher as a Karban Pesach. It has to be possible because it's Shaloi Bizmanoi, and the Torah said the Zman a few times to be Ma'akiv. But the question, L'chaira, is that if it's Pesach B'Shari Yemois HaShana is a Shlamim, so when you shecht it L'Shmoi, meaning you shecht it L'Shem Pesach, that should be like a Karban Shlamim, that's shechted l'shem Pesach, and it should be kosher. Like the Mishnah says, a carbon shlamim that's shechted l'shem Pesach, or l'shem any other carbon, it's kosher v'loy alu l'bayil m'shem chayva. So this is the kasha of Tosfos, Dibur HaMaschil Hagah. And Tosfos says that when it says in the Braisa that Peshari Mois HaShana, if you shecht it l'shem Pesach, it's possel, that's only referring to Koidim HaPesach, before Pesach, so then its designation is that it's going to be used bizmanoi as a carbon Pesach. And the halacha is that it's boi akira. If you want to make it kosher for shlamim, it needs an akira. And if you don't do it, if you don't have that akira, l'shem shlamim, if you do it l'shem Pesach, then it remains a karban Pesach. Therefore, it says that it's possible because it can't be a kosher shlamim. Oy says Tosfos kegoin de nidchu bailim lePesach sheni. Even if we're talking about after Pesach, but if it's before Pesach sheni, and we're talking about a case where the bailim is eligible to bring a Pesach sheni, so again its designation remains for the carbon Pesach here in the form of Pesach sheni, and therefore it can't be kosher as a shlamim. But if the bailim is not eligible for Pesach sheni, and it's after the yontif of Pesach, or if it's after the zman of Pesach sheni, so now it's not eligible to be brought as a carbon Pesach for this year. It's already of Azmanoi, and for next year, for sure, it can't be Roy to be brought as a Karban Pesach, because a Karban Pesach has to be Ben Shana, so next year it's going to be too old. So then already it's a Pesach Shaloi Bizmanoi, that's kosher as a Shlamim. And Memela, even if you shecht it L'Shem Pesach, it'll be kosher, Zok Tosfos, because it'll be a Shlamim that's Nishchat L'Shem Pesach, which is kosher. And as the Shita Mekubetzis adds in Ois Chaf Hei, Tosfos means, according to the Manda Omar, that Pesach La'ach Azmanoi is Loi Boi Akira. So then already it becomes a Shlamim, then it's a Shlamim L'Shem Pesach. But of course, according to the Manda Omar, that it's Boi Akira, then it would not be considered yet a Shlamim, it would not be kosher as a shlamim l'shem Pesach. But if you hold that it's loy boy akira, then la'achar zmanoi, it would be like a shchita of shlamim l'shem Pesach, which would be kosher v'loy alu l'bayil l'shem chayva. But this Tosfos is arguing on Rashi in Psachim daf samach dalet amud aleph, because Rashi says over there that this, that a Pesach shaloi bizmanoi is kosher to be brought as a shlamim, is only if you shecht it stam. But if you shecht it l'shem Pesach, then it can't work as a carbon shlamim. And Rashi holds there, it's totally on the girsa over there in the Gemara, that Rashi says that if a shlamim is shechted shaloi bizmani l'shem Pesach, that can't be a kosher shlamim. And here Tosfos is saying, fakert, that if you hold loy boy akira, then a carbon Pesach shaloi bizmani is a shlamim, and even if it's shechted l'shem Pesach, that would have the status of a shlamim shenishchatu l'shem Pesach, and it would be a kosher shlamim. Tosfos over there in Psachim daf samach dalet amud aleph goes l'shitasam and argues on the Rashi, and his gur is there differently in the Gemara there, ayin sham, but that's a big machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. A Pesach la'achar zmanai, which becomes a shlamim, if you shecht it l'shem Pesach, does that also have a din of a shlamim that's shechted shaloi l'shma, which would be kosher, kosher v'loi alu l'bayil l'shem chayva? Or do we say, like Rashi says, that if you shecht it l'shem Pesach, then that doesn't have the status of a hakrava of shlamim? Al Kopanim, here in this Gemara, we're learning the Yesoid that La'achar Zmano, Yekarben Pesach, has the din of a Shlamim. And that's called in the Gemara Moisar Pesach, or Shlamim Haboim Machmas Pesach, that is the din of a Shlamim. We find a similar din that we mentioned earlier on Daf Hei Amud Beis, that a carbon which is an asham, there are certain times that it becomes a moisar asham, if it's niskapru ba'aleh ba'acher, or some other cases of moisar asham, and then the halach l'moishim yisina is that it becomes an oila. So we have a moisar asham changing to an oila, and we have a moisar pesach that can change to a shlamim. Lefum riata, one would say that l'chayr, it's the same type of idea. Originally the carbon was designated as an asham, and now it can be transferred, the kedusha could be transferred to kedushas oila. And similarly over here, you have something that was designated to be a carbon pesach, and then the kedusha could be transferred to become a shlamim la'achaz manoi. However, the Brisker Rav and the Chidushei HaGriz in Tmura Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis says that really there is a very big difference between these two dinim. By Moisar Asham Oila, that's exactly how we're supposed to understand it. That it was designated to be a carbon asham, and it had in it Kedushas Asham. That is the Shoresh of the Kedusha of this animal. However, afterwards, it's Nishtane, and it changes its Kedusha. it changes from its Kedushas Asham and becomes Kedushas Oila. However, by a Karban Pesach, it's not that way. We don't say that the original designation was for a Karban Pesach, and then that Karban Pesach changed into a Shlamim. Mitchilas Hekdeshoi, the din of a Karban Pesach is that there's a partnership. There's two types of Kedusha that are in this Karban. One Kedusha is to be Nikrav Bizmanoi Elashem Pesach, which is the Iker din, that's what one is supposed to do. But then if it becomes Moiser Pesach, that Kedusha Shlamim, that Pesach Besharia Moisah Shana is considered a Shlamim, that was already there Mitchila Sekdeshoi. The Brisker Rav says that Kedushas Asham is Nishtane LeKedusha Shlamim. Avo Moiser Pesach Loi Mikri Intik LeKedusha. It's not pulled away to a different Kedusha. Rather, Kach Dinoi Mitchila Sekdeshoi, the Besharia Moisah Shana. That's the aside the Brisker Rav says to explain the din of Moisar Pesach Shlamim, that the Kedusha Shlamim was really in there the entire time. And this aside is said by Rabbi Leib Malin as well in the Chidushi Rabbi Yaleib, Chelik Bey Simin Vav, and in the Mishnah of Aaron of Rav Aaron Kotler Zatzal, in Kotchim Simin Ches, and a number of the other Achroinim. The Minchas Avram over here in this sugya, and also later on Adav Kuf Yud Dalet Amid Beis, brings this Yisoid Bahar Chava in the name of the Brisker Rav, and he says that the Asham B'tchilas Hekdeshoi is only the Hekdesh Asham. That's the Kedusha of the Asham. And there's a din in Asham that it can become an Oila. But by Pesach, Be'ikir Kedushasai, Paticha Be'Kedusha Shlamim. It's included in the Kedusha, a Kedusha Shlamim. V'kivon D'nekar Mimenu Toiras HaKravas Pesach, Nasim Imeila Shlamim. It doesn't have to change to Kedusha Shlamim, it automatically becomes the Shlamim, because Din HaShlamim Paticha Be'Ikir Hekdeshoi. And the Minchas Avram adds a Hezber, if we could say a Hezber in such a gather, and he says it based on the Rambam in Pirish HaMishnayis. The Rambam in Pirish HaMishnayis, in his Hakdama to Seder Kachim, says he assoyed that there are really only four types of karbanas. There's a karban oila, a karban chatas, a karban asham, and a karban shlamim. And that's it. This that we find that there's other types of karbanas, Bechar, Meiser, and Pesach, those are all min mimine hashlamim. Those are subcategories of shlamim, types of shlamim. Sometimes the shlamim manifests itself in a din of a Bechar, a Meiser, and a Pesach. But that's not a separate category of a karban. The truth is the Rambam and Pirish HaMishnayis at the end of the fifth parak on the Mishnah and Daf Nun Vav Amid Beis reiterates this klal, and he learns it from the pasuk that we just mentioned here on Amid Aleph. Zois HaToyra, La'oyla, La'min, so the Torah mentions four types of karbanos. There's of course a type of mincha, but we're talking about the zvachim. The zvachim is zois haTorah la'oila. That's one type of zevach. Lachatos, la'asham, and lamiluim, which was not ledoyreis, that was just in the times of the Hakamas HaMishkan, ulezevach HaShlamim. So the Pasuk shows us that there's four categories, and all other categories, the Bukhar, Meiser, and Pesach, are subcategories of Shlamim. And the Shita Mekubetzes in Tmura, Dav Yud Tes Amid Aleph, Ois Lamid, says also, to Pesach uShlamim b'chad b'ksahein, Pesach and Shlamim is considered one type, one species of a carbon. Pesach is a subcategory of Shlamim. Memei lezoktem Minchas Avram, that's the pshat why we could say that a carbon Pesach and a carbon Shlamim can be shared, that Kedusha could be shared in one animal, because the Kedusha of Pesach is really a subcategory of Shlamim. So you could say this animal is a Kedusha Shlamim, its Iker Din is to be brought as one type of Shlamim, a carbon Pesach, Bismanoi. And if you don't bring it Bismanoi, then it reverts back to a Stam Shlamim, a regular Shlamim, which could be brought the rest of the year. But Asham and Oila are two different categories of Kedushas Karban, and therefore it's not possible to say that in one animal it's shared the Kedushas Asham and Kedushas Oila, that right now its Iker Din is to be brought by Asham, and if it becomes Meiser Asham, then in its original Kedusha, there is also a way to bring it as an Oila. It's not possible to have those two contradictory Kedushas in one Karban. You can't have Kedushas Asham and Oila in one Karban, therefore it must be that the Shoresh HaKedeshoi is Asham, and then it is transferred after to become a Kedushas Oila. So even though this din that's mentioned in our sugya sounds like Moiser Asham Oila, same thing Moiser Pesach Shlamim, it's really in the Havanas Hadvarim, it's very different. And the Stipler in Megillah, in Kehilas Yaakov in Megillah, Simin Zayin, says this Yisoid as well, and explains a very important Yushalmi based on this Havana. The Yushalmi in Megillah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph, says that a shlamim haboim machmas haPesach, when you have a moiser Pesach that becomes a shlamim, that carbon is kosher to be brought on a bamas yachid, on a private bama in the days of heter bamos. You're allowed to bring a shlamim, even though the Gemara says that you can only bring a carbon that's nider v'nidev, a carbon that could be brought voluntarily. A shlamim is that type of carbon. A shlamim is nider v'nidev. This carbon originally was a carbon Pesach, yeah, but now it's a shlamim. And if now moiser Pesach is shlamim, therefore it could be nider v'nidev. However, the Yushalmi says, let's say you have a case of moiser asham oila, a case of a moiser asham which now became an oila, then the Yushalmi says, then there's a safek. Maybe it could be brought bebamas yachid, because an oila is nider v'nidev, but maybe not, because the shayrish of this kedushas oila is an asham. So the Gemara, the Yushalmi, is mesupik. And the Yushalmi is poishet that in chenami, that it's not kreva, that a moiser asham oila is not allowed to be brought on a bamas yachid, and that's because it's bo mikayach asham. It comes from an asham which is not nider v'nidev. So the Yushalmi is l'chayra apella, and the Karen Oira later on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amid Beis already asks the kasha, v'tzarech yin, ma bein shlomim haboim machmas pesach, lo oila haboim machmas asham. Why by the shlomim haboim machmas pesach does Yushalmi say that it's so pasha that it could be brought on a Bama, because now it's a shlamim, and a shlamim is nidav and nidav. But by an oila haba machmas asham, there the Yushalmi says you can't come, it can't come on a bamas yachir, because it's not nidav and nidav. Even though oila is nidav and nidav, but it's ba mikayach asham. L'chayra, the same way that oila is ba mikayach asham, this shlamim is ba mikayach pesach, and pesach is not nidav and nidav. That's a carbon chayva, and just like a pesach can't be brought on a bama, so the shlamim haba machmas a pesach should not be able to be brought on Obama. However, Zachta Stipler in the Kehilas Yaakov, according to the above mentioned Yesoid, the difference is very clear. A carbon oila that comes mikayach in Asham, the Shoyrish HaKedusha is Kedushas Asham. Memela, even though now it is transformed into an oila, but since the Shoyrish HaKedusha is not nidar v'nidev, it's a carbon asham, therefore the Yushalmi is machriya that can't be brought on a bamas yachid. But Moiser Pesach Shlomim is Andrish. There the Shoyrish HaKedusha is not Kedushas Pesach, and now it's Nishtane to Shlomim. May Iker Kedushasa, it was Paticha Be Kedusha Shlomim. There was a dual HaKedusha over here. A Hektish Iker Dinoi, which is to be Shoychit Bizmanoi L'Shem Pesach. But then, if it's Moiser Pesach, then included in the Iker Kedusha is that this animal also has a Kedusha Shlamim to be Shechted Shaloi Bizmanoi, La'achar Zmanoi. And if that's the case, when you bring this carbon Asham, you're not bringing a carbon which it's Shoyrish Kedusha Shlamim. This shlamim that you bring, you're not bringing a carbon that be'ikr kedushasai was kedushas Pesach, and now it's nishtanet to shlamim. Adarabah, be'ikr kedushasai, it had two kedushas, Pesach and shlamim, and therefore the shlamim remains like a regular shlamim that is neither of a neither, even therefore it could be brought in a bamas yachid. That is the side that the stipler says to answer the Karen Oira's kasha on that Yushalmi. It would seem from the Karen Oira, though, that the Karen Oira doesn't hold of this Yesoid that we said in the name of many Achrayinim, the Briskerov, Reb Leib Malin, Reb Aaron Kotler, and now the Stipler. The Karen Oira asked the Kasha that, according to this Yesoid, we have a very nice teretz to the Kasha. So the Karen Oira seemed to understand that Karben Pesach, Moiser Pesach Shlamim, has the same gedder as Moiser Asham Oila, that after the Pesach, that it's not Roy anymore for Pesach, it's Nishtane Kedushasai L'Shlamim. But Me'ikr Kedushasai, the Sherish Kedusha, was only as a carbon Pesach. And the transformation into a Kedusha Shlamim is the same way a Moiser Asham is transferred into an Oila. And if you look carefully at the Chidushi Rebbe Kiva Eger in Tmura Daf Yud Tesamid Beis, the Lashon of Rebbe Kiva Eger sounds like the Karen Oira's Havana. Rebbe Kiva Eger says, L'chayra Ein Chiluk Bein Pesach, the Moiser Pesach Karev Shlamim, Uvein Asham, the Moiser Asham Karev Oila. Rabbi Kiva Eger compares, but it's not just the Lashon of Rabbi Kiva Eger that compares these two cases, but the Toichen HaKushi of Rabbi Kiva Eger is mashma that he understood this way as well, that the Moiser Pesach Shlamim is to be understood exactly as Moiser Asham Oila. However, the Stipler says that from this Yushalmi you see a Raya Nishtazei, and the Briskerov has Mekairis to this as well. Reb Leib Malin is very Mayrich in that piece as well. And they say that by Moiser Pesach Shlamim, it's not the point that the Pesach now transforms to a Karban Shlamim, but that was in the Ikar Kedusha, had this both qualities of the Kedusha, of Kedusha's Pesach Bizmanoi, and Kedusha Shlamim Shaloi Bizmanoi, unlike the Moisar Asham Oila. And I'll just be Mitzayan to look in that piece in the Stipler and Megillah and Simin Zion, where he brings in the name of his son Reb Chaim, which is of course Maran Reb Chaim Kenevsky Shlita, that he's, Reb Chaim said, that you see this Yesoid from the Gemara in the Bavli as well, from the Gemara later on Daf Mem Tesam at Aleph, Ayin Shalom in the Gemara, and Ayin Sham in the piece of the Stipler in Megillah. The Gemara then brings the drasha from the pasuk ve'imen atzoin karbanoi lezevach shlamim lashem, that if a karban pesach shaloi bizmanoi is shechted shaloi l'shem pesach, is shechted for the sake of any other karban, then the halach is that it's a kosher shlamim. And the Gemara says that there would be a klal prat uklal in that pasuk. Lezevach is klal, shlamim is prat, and Lahashem is Hadar V'Kalal. So therefore, with a Klal Pradu Klal, we darshan that if you shecht it for any other Zevach, then it'll work as a Kosher Shlamim. The Gemara asks that the Klal of Basra is Koilel more than the Klal of Kama. The Klal of Basra of Lahashem is Marbe Kol Lahashem, Vafilu Lo'ifais, Vafilu Lumenachis. And the Gemara says that this drasha holds like Tana Dveri Bishmal, that holds that we could darshan Klal Pradu Klal, even in such a case, as the Gemara mentioned this opinion already earlier on Daf Dalet Amid Beis as well. In this Ribui, that the last Klal, the Klal of Basra includes, Vafilu Lo'ifais, Vafilu Lumenachis, Rashi says, Vafilu Lo'ifais, Shachatai L'shem Chata Sa'if, that you shechted this sheep, this Karban Pesach, that it should work as a chatas ha'oif. In the Sefer Shalom Rav, on Masechta Zvachim, he brings from a Sefer Toisefes Kedusha, over here, that when Rashi says chatas ha'oif, Rashi is just using one example of oifois, but avada would be the same din if you shechted l'shem oilas ha'oif. Kol l'ashem, anything l'ashem, not only a zevach, even if it's l'oifois amenachis, and oifois, there's two types of karbonis, chatas ha'oif and oilas ha'oif. Rashi is chada minayu nokat, he said chatas ha'oif, but he means oilas ha'oif as well. What's interesting is that the hagois habach over here in ois ches changes the girsa in Rashi of shachatai l'shem chatas ha'oif to shachatai l'shem oilas ha'oif. And it will be mashma that the bach is trying to make Rashi say shachatai l'shem oilas ha'oif davka. It's not just chada minayu nakat. Because if it was chada minayu nakat, what's the difference to the Bach if Rashi says chatas or Rashi says oila? It's masha from the Bach that it would be preferred to learn here shachta l'shem oilas ha'oif. And the later achroinim after the Bach wonder why the Bach was convinced that it should say in Rashi, shachta l'shem oilas ha'oif. Either way, this is a strange machshava, that the person is shechting a sheep, that it should work for the sake of an oif, of a bird carbon, or for the sake of a carbon mincha. But either way, what's the maila of oilas ha'oif, or v'chatas ha'oif? So in the Sefer Shalom Rav, he brings from Rav Meir Shapiro, Rosh Yeshivas Yachel, Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin, that he said that the pshat in the Bach is based on the Gemara in Krisus, Daf Ches Amid Beis, that the Gemara says there from the pasuk of Ishe Reach Nichayach Lashem, we learn out Ezeh Udover Shekuloi Lashem, what's something that's called Kuloi Lashem, that's referring to an Oilas Ha'oif. And the Gemara says there, Behemshech, that it could include a Mincha as well. So what's the pshat? So Zokt Reb Meir Shapiro, the Hecha Dixiv LaHashem, Ani Marbe Oilas Ha'oif Umincha. When it says LaHashem, we're Marbe Oilas Ha'oif Umincha, Mishum Shehem Kuloi LaHashem. Because an Oilas Ha'oif and a Karben Mincha go Kuloi LaHashem. Ve'ein L'Koyanim Chelek Bohen. And therefore, when it says in our Gemara, Va'afilu La'oifais, Va'afilu La'menachais, and it's learnt out from the word La'ashem, so the Bach says that it's mistaber that Rashi says, Shachtai L'shem Oilas Ha'oif, not Chatas Ha'oif, because the Gemara in Krisa says that the type of bird carbon that's included in La'ashem is Oilas Ha'oif, which is Kuloi La'ashem. However, the Pshat of Reb Meir Shapiro is a big chiddush, because over here, we're not trying to say that we're being marbe only things that are kuloi l'ashem. Fakert, the Gemara is trying to say that the klal is marbe not only a zevach, not only all types of karbanos, but kol de l'ashem, anything that's brought to Hashem, even oifos, even menachos. But we're not trying to say that it's something that's specifically kuloi l'ashem. For example, Tosfos in Krisus, Daf Tes Amud Aleph, says on that Gemara that we mentioned before in Krisus, that when it says that you would be marbe mincha from the word LaHashem, it means a minchas nesachim, which is kula leishim, a type of mincha that goes kula LaHashem, but a regular carbon mincha. The Shita Mekubetzes over there in Ois Lamed Aleph explains Pshat in Tosfos. A regular Minchas Nedava doesn't go Kulei LaHashem. It's Nikmetzes, you do a Kmitza, Ushiareh Necheles LaKayanim. The Shiareh Mincha get eaten by the Kayanim, like the Torah tells us. So over here, when it says that it's Marbe, Afilu LaOifes, Afilu LaMenachis, according to the Shtekel Torah of Rav Meir Shapiro, so just like we're saying that the Oila must mean Oila Sa'if, so the Mincha, you're going to have to say that means only Minchas Nesachim, that's Kulei LaHashem, but a regular mincha is not kulay LaHashem. And Rashi, nor the Hagois Habach, say that the mincha over here is speaking specifically about a minchas nesachim. It's masha that we're talking about l'shem any mincha. So the pashtus is that when the Bach says that it's l'shem oila sa'if, it's not because of that Gemara in Krisus that LaHashem is referring to oila sa'if, that's kuloy LaHashem. So why then would the Bach say that Rashi says shachtoy l'shem oila sa'if in our Gemara? So one pshat simply you could say is that, as we said, this person is shechting the carbon Pesach, that it should work as a bird carbon, which is an interesting, a strange machshava, that this carbon should work as a carbon that's an oif. But one thing's for sure, this person wasn't choyte, so to have the machshava l'shem chatas oif, that's even a stranger machshava, that he did it l'shem chatas oif, which chait? The person didn't do a chait, this was his regular carbon Pesach, that now is shaloi bizmanoi. So a more normal machshava would be that this should work as an oila sa'if. An oila sa'if can come in a dava even without any chait, and therefore the Bach understood that Rashi would mean to say shachtu l'shem oila sa'if. But it could be you could say even more, that there's a reason to say specifically oila sa'if, because the shita of Yosi ben Chayni in the Mishnah Daf Beis Amud Aleph, that any carbon that's shechted l'shem chatos is pasul. Not just like the first Tana says that a chatos and pesach that are shechted shalo l'shmar are pasul, but hu adin other karbonos, if they're shechted l'shem chatos, then it will be pasul. Memela, when it says in our Gemara that afilu la'oifais va'afilu la'menachais, that would be a kosher carbon shlamim, according to Yosi ben Chayni, it can't mean l'shem chata sa'if, because if it's l'shem chata sa'if, just like a chata sa'if shaloi l'shma is pasul, so the same thing, if you shecht a different carbon, l'shem chata sa'if, it'll be pasul. So maybe the Bach understood that Rashi wants to explain the Gemara l'kuli alma, that it should stem with all Tanoim, even Yosi ben Chayni, and therefore wanted to avoid saying that this Gemara is using the example of l'shem chata sa'if, and Rashi would explain that it's l'shem oila sa'if. That may be a pshat in the Bach, but the pashtus pedas Rashi is that Rashi's girsa lefanenu is shachtoy l'shem oila sa'if, that Rashi understood that could be the Rashi says l'shachti l'shem chatas oif. Rashi understood that we're not going with Yosi ben Chayni. We don't paskin like Yosi ben Chayni. Why should we assume that this Gemara is trying to cover the shita of Yosi ben Chayni as well? So the pashtus remains like the pshat of the Tosefes Kedusha brought down in the Shalom Rav, that when Rashi says shachti l'shem chatas oif, that could be the correct girsa in Rashi. But ain't a chenami who hadin l'shem oilas oif, whichever carbon oif that this person had in mind, according to the klala basra, that's marbe called LaHashem, shechting it for the sake of an oila, shechting it for the sake of an oif, whether it's a chatas oif or an oilas oif, would remain a kosher hakrav shlomim. And one last point, the Gemara says lamaskana that ela lezevach ribuyahu, we learn it out from a ribuy of the word lezevach. So the Sfasemis is mistapik lefi the maskana. Is it a kosher a carbon shlamim when someone shechts it l'shem oifais ulamenachis? When the Gemara was saying it with a klal pradu klal, so we were marbe from kol Hashem afilu l'oifais afilu l'menachis. But now we're being marbe it from the word lezevach. So maybe it's only lezevach for a carbon, if he has in mind l'shem a different carbon of an animal, but not oifais l'menachis. Or maybe it's not any less than the drasha of l'Hashem, which will be marbe l'oifais ulamenachis. And the Sfas Emes is not machria. However, the Chavetz Chaim in Likutei Halachos, over here in the Pirish Zevach Toida says that Lefi the Maskana, even if you shecht it L'shem Oifos and L'shem Anachos, it's going to be a good Kosher Shlamim. Because if it would come out that halacha from the drasha of the Klal Pradu Klal, Loigora Ribuya, Mimaida Havidashina Na Yede Klal Pradu Klal, Klal Pradu Klal, after all, has a little miut in there. It has to be Dumya de Prat. Mashenkin a ribuya of lezevach is mashma that it's going to be marbe more things. Aye, it says the word lezevach hakavana lechol mashe shachtoi whatever you shecht this pesach shaloi bismanoi for afilu laoifes ulamenachos yeah gamkein lezevach shlamim. It'll work for a zevach shlamim. So the Chavetz Chaim says that it's impossible to understand that the word lezevach is going to work to include less than the klal prado klal, and therefore even lefi the maskana if you shecht it l'shem oifes it's going to be a kosher zevach. However, the lashon of Rashi is not so mashma that way. The lashon of Rashi at the very end of the daf says the israbu le kol azvachim, that the lashon of the ribuy of lezevach is as if it says lishlamim vizevach, and therefore it's marbe kol azvachim. The lashon of Rashi is taka mashma that if you shechted l'shem oifos l'shem anachos, it taka would not work. And the hesber is that since the drasha is from the word lezevach, even though it is a ribuy, but it's just marbe all zvachim, even those that don't come be neder and adava like chatas and asham, but it's not marbe any more than zvachim. A mincha and oifos, which are not referred to as zvachim, those are not included. And even though the Chavetz Chaim says that a ribui shouldn't be koilal any less than a klal pradu klal, it could be that if the klal pradu klal is learnt out from the word lahashem, then it's marbe called a lahashem. But if it's learnt out, if it's a ribui that's learnt out from lezevach, the most that the ribui could include is from the word lezevach. And therefore, only if you have in mind l'shem lezevach, does it work. The mashmos of Rashi is that l'fi ha-maskona, if the person shechts this pesach shalei bizmani l'shem oifos or l'shem enochos, it will not be a kosher shlamim.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Maariv Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.